Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Tier 1 Silver. It's soon to be traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSLV. Now I say soon to be traded because the news has just hit the market today that trading will commence on the TSX Venture Exchange on Wednesday, June 9th, again under that symbol TSLV. I am joined by the co-founder and co-chairman, Ivan Bebek, as well as the president and CEO, Peter Dembicki. Now, guys, there's a lot going on with Tier 1 Silver. Obviously, the listing and also exploration starting up in the near term. But there is also an election in Peru that is underway as we are chatting. It's a very, very tight race. Pedro Castillo is leading, but honestly, by the time I get this posted, we could see a flip. So it's hard to decipher who's actually going to win this election. But I do need to get some comments from you guys in terms of the potential outcome and what the work plans are going to be for Tier 1 Silver. Peter, let's start with you. Please give us a little rundown or recap of this Peruvian election and what the impacts could be for the company.
Sure thing, Corey. Yeah, we've been following it very closely. We have teams on the ground in Peru that are closely connected to the Ministry of Mines and watching the politics closely. So, you know, we follow it. We're not overly concerned with the outcome one way or the other, whichever way the election goes to. Obviously, anytime people talk about an extremist getting into position, there's concerns over what their implications are for the mining sector in this case, or you know, human rights, to be honest. However, the candidate, Pedro Castillo, hasn't really been talking too harshly about plans for mining. He walked back comments really early on what he wanted to do. So we're watching it. We're keeping informed. I'll steal a line from Ross Beaty when he said, you know, politics is a short-term game, mining is a long-term game. So we're watching it. We're still equally as amped on our project, and we're so excited about the fact that we finally got our listing approval. So we're sure shareholders are equally as excited.
Hey, Ivan, how about you? Give us a couple thoughts on this election, how it's playing out right now, and again, how it might impact the company.
Yeah, well, it's a real serious event for anybody in country to pay attention to the politics. And I think we're benefiting here all from a tight race where it's very close, because that would imply that there's no radical change that can happen overnight. I think if there was a landslide election on the deck, we would all be in for the real thing that people are concerned about if the leftist, you know, Pedro Castillo came in. I think that, you know, most politicians make comments during their electoral races, but you know, not all of them follow through on those. As we know, promises are often made but not carried through. And I think there's got to be a sensible, rational way forward. And I think Peru's are going to be just fine. However, there could be a period of time where there's some dust that needs to settle and direction that needs to be figured out. I haven't seen too many companies get really hurt by this election that are purely Peruvian focused. I've been tracking quite a few. And, you know, there's a modest sell-off in some weakness, but there's no fire sales on anybody's companies. And I think that's simply because the possibility of radical change is low. And I think at the same time, the natural course of business for the companies at our stage would be largely unaffected by, you know, the actual changes that may happen at the higher level. I'd revert back towards, though, you know, Ross's comment as said by Peter that, you know, we've got a long way before we worry about that. And I'd couch it with, in the fourth quarter of last year, Peru saw multiple presidents get changed. You know, so if there's going to be a real issue here, I don't think it'll last. So I stay long-term very bullish on Peru. I think that there'll be, you know, a healthy Peru to look forward to that's recovering economically from COVID, where mining is such a massive proponent of their GDP going forward. And if we get caught with a bit of a pause, then we'll just endure that. But right now I'm looking forward to a fairly less dramatic, hopefully, election going forward.
Okay, guys, thank you for those insights. Let's focus on what you guys can actually control within Tier 1 Silver. Peter, quick follow-up regarding the now trading on TSX Venture Exchange. How about a U.S. listing? Is that in the works as well?
Absolutely. So the way it works is we officially apply for the U.S. listing the moment that we are officially listed on the TSX Venture. So it's not something that we can press the button on now. So look for us to make our formal application One day after listing on the TSX Venture, we've been working on the application in the background, so really it's just submission. Expect that to complete 4 to 6 weeks from Wednesday is what we've been told. So we really want to give all of our US-based shareholders the opportunity to trade on the OTC. And, you know, there's still a bunch of trading platforms that Americans can also use to access our venture listing, including, you know, Charles Schwab, Ameritrade, Interactive Brokers, and any full-service brokerage firms will handle that as well.
Okay. Now, in terms of the work that's going to be ongoing here in Peru, just to bring everybody up to speed, Tier 1 Silver holds a handful of mostly silver-focused exploration plays right here. The focus initially, I believe, being on this Curibaya project. When it comes to drilling, Peter, I know a lot of people have been waiting for drills to hit the ground here at Curibaya. When's that going to happen?
It is going to happen really soon. And we made a promise to all shareholders that we weren't going to start drilling until we got listed. And the fact that we're being listed now really puts us within 10 to 12 days of really those drills getting going. So, you know, the excavators are in there, the pads are being created, the water's being stockpiled, the workers are ready to go. So the next 2 months is going to be extremely active from the listing to additional news coming out to the commencement of drilling to some initial results coming out quite fast. I mean, in Peru, the labs are very efficient in turning around results. So it's going to be a really busy next couple months for Tier 1.
Ivan, can you give us a few more insights on this trenching work that has been ongoing now for a little while? What are you hoping to show here? Give us some more details, please.
Yeah, so it's no mystery that we've sampled a lot of high grade. We've been selective sampling veins, but there are over 1,500 veins that have been sampled emanating from a pretty significant kind of focal point or center. And so when you look at that, these kind of systems, you want to see width or confluence of veins, series of veins that can give you some type of potential mining width of grade that we're seeing on surface. And we've been trenching where we can. At first, we didn't think we would get access to any outcrop, but we started to find some outcrop in what we're describing the vein mantos. And we're looking forward to those results here in the coming weeks as we start drilling. So, you know, from our perspective, we're very confident that the system has a chance to provide us widths that we're looking for, as well as the grades that we're seeing on surface, or an average of widths and grades that could be real serious in terms of an actual huge discovery opportunity. So look forward to those trench results in the coming weeks and see if we can show some, you know, potential mining type widths with really good grade. That's what we're looking forward to. For me, I was a full yes on the exploration optimism early on, but this would be one more layer of confidence to really add to the pile of so many layers that have pointed towards this being such a really robust discovery.
So Ivan, when are we going to get some more information on this drill program that sounds like it's starting up in about a week's time?
I believe next week. Drills are turning by the end of next week, all things being equal. And, you know, I'll restate that we hope everyone a very safe election, our stakeholders, as well as the people of Peru, you know, because it is a close race and stuff. But assuming all's equal and there's no interruption of any sort, we could be drilling as early as Wednesday or Thursday next week. That's roughly the timeline. And to Peter's point, we didn't want to trade before we drilled to give everyone a chance to speculate. And we're holding that promise, not by plan. We did not plan this. It just happened in irony that we are able to trade at least a week to 10 days before we turn those drills.
Okay. Peter, let's bring you back in here just for a summary then of what's coming out of the company. Clearly a lot of work, and even more importantly, drill starting to turn here by next week. What news flow can investors and those even just watching this company expect?
Right. So we just received our start of activities permit the other week, which allows everyone to just get into the property and start working on and building out the pads and stockpiling the water and everything. So really, it's all hands on deck, preparing for the first drills. You're going to get a news release really soon for investors. It's going to outline the drill program and what we're going after.
All right, guys, Ivan, Peter, thank you for this update. Very exciting. The Tier 1 Silver will be trading on the TSX Venture Exchange on Wednesday. If anybody has any follow-up questions for the team over at Tier 1 Silver, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Guys, we'll follow up as more news hits the market. Thanks for the update today.